challenges? What stands out when you watch him on film?
Oh, no question. He's in such control of what he's doing. He understands football, understands his strengths and weaknesses, and he's a really good football player. And there's no question, you have to really, do your homework. And you have to really, be disciplined, responsible football to be successful versus this team.
Bruce Irvin said that he thought his Monday night game was not only just the best of the Raiders, but might have been the best of his career. You obviously have seen a ton of his games.
Right.
Tend to agree? What you
No doubt. Just complete. A complete game for him. Just being a total package football player. Coming into the league, he may have been detailed as a finesse type player. He's really rugged now. He's really strong, really smart, really confident. He can play sideline to sideline. He can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage. He can knock tight ends off the line. He can cover tight ends. He can do all the stuff. Anything you want to do, Bruce can do it.
It's been like watching Carl Joseph just kind of grow as this year's gone along.
It's fun to watch young players, learn, grow, accept all the knowledge, really surround themselves with veterans. Reggie Nelson being around him and Bruce and Khalil, all these older guys who've had success, for him to watch and learn and now to apply it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to apply it. And he's been able to apply it, and you can see in his, in his performance.
Carl was known as a big hitter, but he's seems to be a really sure tackler too.
Right.
Those maybe don't always go hand in hand.
Right.
What do you notice about his tackling ability?
Well, he works on it, and he really spends a lot of time working on his tackling. We really emphasize tackling, and he is he's a sure tackler. He's a guy that you want out there when it's time to make tackles. And anytime you're playing defense, tackling is a really good talent to have, and that's what he does very well.
With Calhoun being formally ruled out this week, how do you guys kind of make up for that loss?
Well, we have good depth. We have good depth, and we'll certainly, the guys have to step up, next man up. And I think that our depth, I think the guys who are playing well are going to continue to play well, and they're going to really, bring the group with them. But I think that the guys are really going to step up.
Corey James has some college experience on the edge. Could you use him there this week?
I can't tell you our game plan. I can't get into specifics. Come on, you know that.
Tight end situation. You guys had under control for a while, and last week they had some success with tight ends.
Right.
What do you see in film when you watch them? What jumps out?
The tight ends in this league are pretty good. they catch balls not just on us, catching on a lot of people, and we have. You bring out the times that they catch the ball, the times that they don't catch the ball. And Malcolm Smith and strong safeties, and everybody has a role to play with the tight ends. And obviously, they made some plays. We made some plays. Malcolm had a good interception on one time. But there's some tight ends of the old days, where the big slow guys are over. They're big receivers now. So you have to match up, you have to take care of them, and you have to win more. You have to win more than you lose. And they caught a few last week, and we stopped a few, but we have to do better. There's no question about that.
What makes the Olsen one of the better tight ends in the league?
Smart. He's fast. He has really good runs. Really good routes. He understands leverage, and he catches the ball well. And then you always need a good guy throwing you the ball. He's got a really good quarterback. Really good strong arm. They trust him, and they really have a good, good relationship together.